Well, good morning. It's good to be here with you this morning. And we got a new year that's always refreshing. You know, it's funny now. I was thinking about this last week. When I was growing up, I never thought it was that big a deal. And I always thought it was kind of weird that, you know, New Year, you need to pray. And they called back and they said, you know, we really think God wants you to candidate. And we're like, you know, yeah. And it seemed odd because it was more responsibility, less money, strange, unfamiliar land, but we really sensed that God wanted us there and needed us there. Maybe you've been mentored and trained, maybe education, all these experiences, and that God's been preparing you for something. Moses had that experience. Moses had this sense that God was doing something in his life. And in Exodus chapter 2, verse 12, we read in things, we will be tempted to doubt God's goodness, his graciousness, his greatness, and his glory. But in those difficult times, we can recognize that God will be with us. He is with us and he is for us when we face that temptation. And we definitely see where Jesus turns to the word of God, to truth, to fight the temptation and the lie that is there. I'm going to see God if you really, really will back this up. And so I'm going to put God in a corner and force his hand to prove something to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not faith. It's not. That's, as Jesus says, putting God to the test. Really right or not on this? See, truth taken out of context like this is a dangerous thing. And this happens where we will take truth out of the Bible and rip it out of its context and try to make it mean whatever we want it to mean. He has been given all power and authority now. Ephesians 1, 21 to 22 says, now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ.